Quitting time on your Monday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Baird, Marcus Young back with you. Glory Levering is regaling us with tales of scary horror movies.
She's got you hooked.
Yeah. Watching all the scary scenes on YouTube.
I guess you should just watch it.
I feel like I'm getting the gist of it. Marcus Young is in. He's got the top five at five. A lot of NCAA baseball happening today. We're keeping our eyes on the goings-on down at Auburn as Tennessee awaits. Find out who they will be playing and where they'll be playing in the Super Regional. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell.
Welcome.
At number one, we'll start with softball. Actually, as the Tennessee Lady Vols softball team will be playing at 7 p.m. against Florida State. They must win this game, and if they do, they will play approximately about 30 minutes later or so to decide if they will be the ones to face off against Oklahoma in the finals.
More like Choklahoma.
Nice.
We're going to – I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to beat them. They look like they were just playing a different game, man. They had a gal on that team spiked a bat after she drew a walk.
Yeah.
I
never thought I'd say this about softball, but I was a little disappointed in our pitcher for not absolutely drilling her with a beanball next time she came up. You go spike a bat on a walk?
On a walk.
Yeah. Here's this big yellow softball right in your ear hole. About 75 miles an hour. Spike that bat again.
Wow. That escalated.
Tell us how you really feel.
That's standard.
Number two, some NCAA baseball going on as we speak as Penn is no longer leading as Southern Miss takes an 8-5 lead at the top of the seventh. Currently, Penn is at bat with one out, one on base. See how it goes for them. Winner of this could determine where Tennessee plays in the next round. Arkansas leads TCU 4-3 at the bottom of the sixth. We have LSU and Oregon State. LSU winning this game 12-4 at the bottom of the eighth. Later today, we have some games that might have interest as Kentucky plays Indiana at 6 p.m. You also have Texas A&M and Stanford at 9 p.m. and Coastal Carolina and Duke at 6.
So, Bear, you're not pulling for any of these SEC teams.
No. You know my stance?
Screw everybody.
Yeah.
What about Texas A&M? You don't have anything against them, do you?
Can't stand them.
They knocked us out.
They knocked us out.
Didn't we play A&M in the SEC championship or in the SEC playoffs? Whatever it's called.
Yeah, they did.
I hate everyone. The teams I hate the most are within our conference.
And A&M didn't get it done against Vanderbilt, so that kind of has to hold that against them, too. They let the Vandy boys.
They don't bother me as much as Arkansas, Vandy, even LSU.
I think it's Bear and I are just built different, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're built different, all right.
At number three.
Easy.
Some news coming out today as the NFL is investigating a Colts player for possible betting and gambling violation policy in the NFL. The team acknowledged the inquiry Monday, saying in a statement, "We are aware of the NFL's investigation and will have no further comment at this time." The news comes after a report by sportshandle.com, which cited an investigation to a Colts player betting, including wages placed on his own team.
Ooh.
The player has not been named in the report, nor did team officials reveal the identity, though some reporters have been saying that it's not like one of the big stars, so it may not really matter. But still,
theoretically, you're an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
You have access to all sorts of inside information on your team. Like the guys in the Lions, they got caught because they were betting at the Lions facility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you place bets on your games at home and not have it come to light?
I mean, that's a multi multiple answers to that. I mean, are you – I don't know what the rules are as far as if they can bet on football. I get it all, convoluted because they were doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think
at the facility.
Yeah, I would think if you do it at home, it would be pretty easy to hide. The problem would be when it comes to taxes, because I'm guessing these guys aren't making $4 and $5 bets.
No.
Like we are. I think they're probably throwing down some serious jack.
And you know how closely they watch. I mean, look at the Alabama coach who got popped. I mean, they watch that, all that
but
stuff.
But even that, I mean, if you're just handling it at home – and, you know, your tax, whoever does your taxes is bound by confidentiality. I mean, you're the backup left guard or something, and you've lost $10,000 or you made $10,000 in gambling a year, and you disclose that to your tax, you pay your taxes on it or whatever, and they're not going to tell like, how's the team or the league going to find out?
I just wonder
if this stuff happens all the time and we just don't know about it.
Probably.
Hat number four, the Boston Celtics are hiring Sam Cassell as an assistant coach on Joe Mazzulla's staff. The Celtics president, Brad Stevens, announced last week from the team's loss to the Miami Heat in the seven-game series that Mazzulla would return as coach, but he would have to hire a veteran assistant to his staff. Cassell, 53, will fill the spot vacated by Damon Stoudemire, who left to become Georgia Tech's coach back in March.
All these old school 90s basketball names. It's almost too much.
Yeah.
Three other coaches for the Celtics left to go join the former head coach for the Celtics, Ime Udoka, who was named the Houston Rockets coach back in April. Mazzulla, 34, led the Celtics to a 57-25 record and the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. Picks up a guy who was a part of the Philadelphia 76ers staff with Doc Rivers the past three seasons.
That's got to be very reassuring to Celtics fans.
And also part of Rivers' staff with the L.A. Clippers. I mean, he played 15 seasons in the NBA. He's got some
So what?
He's got some
pedigree. He's not a player. He's a
coach. He's got some pedigree to him.
Pedigree to do what?
To help.
Help
to
do
help
what?
Joe, to help.
I mean,
needs,
I'm not.
Help Joe listen, do I, what?
What do you mean to help him do what? He needs.
He's never.
Bear's
been a
not
coach.
Tearing into you. He's legitimately doesn't know what you're talking about. He's not paying attention. We're watching Southern Miss
so
squander some. It's a one run game
about
now.
Sam Cassell?
Yeah, Sam Cassell is going to.
No, I know exactly what he said. What the hell is he going to do? He's never coached.
He's been a coach.
He's been an
assistant coach for multiple
just, like,
seasons.
Not even. Trying or not even pretending to pay attention to the show.
He was
at this point.
I'll just remind you, he was with the 76ers staff for the last three seasons, and was with the Clippers before that, from 2015 to 2020. So yes,
I could care less about an off season.
Well, don't stagger into the conversation midway. What's going on? What's happening right now?
I couldn't believe that 5 minutes later
we're
still talking about the damn an off season assistant coach move. In the damn top five at five,
it's a pretty
the Boston
big news.
Celtics.
It's pretty big news.
It's really not.
I think it is.
I promise you, it's not.
The best
it's,
NBA.
It's definitely
hold
not
on,
on this
hold
show.
On. Please, gentlemen, please. Chloe, is Sam Cassell going to the Celtics as an assistant coach? Is that, quote unquote, big news?
I would say it's big news, but I'm also wondering, like, what you might, like, put above
voice
it.
This is so rough.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bear, what would I put above it?
Like, I can be swayed.
What is more important
than that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's any number of stories, I'm sure, in Major
one.
League Baseball, college baseball.
I did college baseball.
You did college baseball.
What number are we on here, Marcus?
Anyway, number five, thanks to Chloe for sending this to my direction, a Tennessee woman allegedly paid to hire a hitman.
Nice.
To kill the wife of her dating match.
Yikes.
Yeah, Melody Sasser was arrested May 18th and is being held in custody on probation because she allegedly attempted to hire for murder. She's accused of transferring about $10,000 in Bitcoin to a site named, quote, Online Killers Market.
This just keeps getting better.
What's her name? Melody what?
Sasser, I think.
Oh,
is that
wow.
How you pronounce
she
it?
Came up immediately.
in exchange for the murder of the wife of the man she met on a dating site. Sasser and the man she met on Match.com had become hiking friends, according to the complaint.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But when Sasser's match revealed he was moving out of the state with the woman he planned to marry, Sasser allegedly turned to the dark web under the pseudonym Cat Tree.
Cat Tree?
Yeah, one word.
Wait, is this website Hire Killers?
Online Killers Market. Please, show them
Is
respect.
That legit, or is this just an FBI front to catch crazy chicks like this?
Honestly, that's probably accurate. Who would name a site Online Killers Market and expect?
Well,
she looks like somebody's mom.
That's how she got caught, was because the guy, I'm pretty sure the guy ended up being a police officer or cop.
So
or
if I go to onlinekillers.com right now, am I going to end up on some watch
list?
You can't,
no, because you can't get there unless you go on the dark web.
How do you go on the dark web?
You got to have a Tor browser.
A what?
It's a different kind of, like, I think it's a different kind of operating system or browser.
Good thing I'm a technological idiot.
Same here, because it's like incredibly dangerous.
This line,
incredibly dangerous place to go.
This line is very funny to me. By late March, as her apparent target remained alive, Sasser grew impatient. Apparently, she went back online as Cat Tree again to message the administrator of the dark website to check on the status of her murder request.
I mean, obviously, this lady's an idiot. But I gotta say, I'm no criminal mastermind, but if I were trying to get my fledgling murder for hire business up off the ground, so hard for startups these days. I feel like that's not the kind of thing I would promote online. I feel like that's probably a good way to get caught for intent to do murder.
You're right.
Just, I mean, call me old fashioned. I think a hitman should just rely on word of mouth. Good old fashioned word of mouth.
That, or get a guy on the street holding those signs, you know, that they're flipping to get you to go to car sales and stuff like that. Yeah.
2-for-1 special. Yeah.
I just like that she wrote as a complaint. Like, she went into a bit of Karen mode and she was like, listen, it's been way too long. When is this happening?
Yeah. I'm about to leave a bad Google review.
A bad review.
Got a notion to speak to the manager about this. What? Can you imagine? Okay, so she's going to prison. What about the guy? Like, how do you explain that one to the wife?
Well, it was on Tinder.
Sorry, hon. You're going to be seeing some stories in the news about me here soon.
Well,
yeah.
He's getting ready to be single.
You know, I've been married for a while now, and I've got a wandering eye. And, you know, I wasn't really going to do anything, but I didn't match up with this girl. We went hiking a couple of times, and, well, she was kind of trying to hire a hitman to kill you, but it's not going to happen. Don't worry. She's been caught by the authorities. You're not going to die brutally at the hands of a psychopathic killer. Honey, put the iron down. Let's calm down. Let's talk this through like adults. Yeah, I can't imagine that would go over well with the missus, the old lover trying to hire a hitman to kill you thing. Cause of so many breakups these days. Thank you, Marcus. That is the top five at five. It is brought to you by Tallytown Tonight, which happens tomorrow up at Cove Lake State Park. It's the first ever Tallytown Festival coming up next month in La Follette, and we're doing a fundraiser for it tomorrow up there at Rickard Ridge Barbecues, where I'll be from 3 until 6 p.m. Man, I love Rickard Ridge Barbecue. It has been too long since I've been up there. I can't wait to have me a couple of Rickard Ridge ribs. You know, we talk about barbecue a lot on the show, and there's a lot of good barbecue out there, but I still remember the first time I had Rickard Ridge Barbecue because I was working at another radio station about 10 years ago. And a friend, the great Harry Taylor, had happened upon it and brought a slab of ribs back. and was like, Russell, you got to try one of these. Like, people say that, right? You know, you got to try this, you got to try that. I was just like, remember, like, the flavor, the first time you have it, it's so distinct. It's so unique. It's so good. So good. And well, it's everything on the menu is fantastic. Chicken thighs, and all the great sides and everything they have. So I look forward to being back out there and getting some of that tomorrow and learning more about the Tallytown Festival. It's the first year they've done this up there in Campbell County in La Follette. And we'll be learning more about that together tomorrow and hopefully raising some money for a great cause. So that is tomorrow live at Rickard Ridge Barbecue in beautiful Cove Lake State Park. Penn gets two back in the top of the seventh. They cut the Southern Miss lead to one. It's 8-7 Southern Miss in the bottom of the seventh inning. Winner gets Tennessee in the Super Regionals. If it's Penn, Super Regional will be held here in Knoxville. If Southern Miss hangs on here, it gets murky. We don't know. Yeah, we'll find out.
But tomorrow?
TCU has gone ahead of Arkansas in the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-4 Horned Frogs. Arkansas down to their last nine outs, if you're into out counting. LSU looks like they are going to move on. They're up 12-4 in the ninth against Oregon State. Kentucky and Texas A&M with a chance to punch their tickets to the Super Regional later tonight. Florida has already done so. So the SEC, despite the Vandy boys going down last night, has had pretty strong showing so far.
Well, them and Auburn. Auburn kind of flamed out.
Pretty strong showing. I'm with you. I don't pull for a lot. Like, I'm not pulling for Alabama against Wake Forest. Newsflash. I know that surprised a lot of people. I guess Florida and South Carolina are going to play each other. I don't think it's very cool. Just from a baseball perspective, for the sport, if half of the teams in Omaha are from the SEC. I think two or three is good. Like, two is good, but it's not good for the growth of that sport. Like, you remember back in the Helton days and everything, there half the teams came from California, like Cal State Fullerton and UC Irvine, and yeah. Like teams like that would regularly go to the College World Series, and it's just so hard now because the SEC is investing so much money, and if you're a great player, you want to come and play in these cool facilities that the SEC teams have. And as you said last hour, if you do, you slip through the cracks and you're at Dallas Baptist or UC Irvine, one of those schools.
Georgia Southern, Charlotte. You blow up,
you have a good freshman or sophomore season. Some guy like Tony Vitello is going to come in here and steal you away.
Yeah, give you a chance to play one year and
in the big time.
Showcase your game on a big stage.
And so it's changing a lot, but we'll see a lot of SEC teams are flirting with Omaha once again.
Yeah.
865-546-8200, your number to get on board this afternoon, 546-8200. Let's grab a call from Phil. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive. What's up, Philly?
How you, Barry Marks, doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I just hearing y'all celebrate the Tennessee winning that tournament.
It was a great weekend for the Big Orange. A lot of folks left this team for dead, Phil. A lot of folks gave up on them, including some on our own airwaves, and left them for dead. And here they are with a great chance, regardless of what happens today down there in Auburn, to go back to Omaha.
Well, it come down to one strike, or they could be right here at home in Knoxville crying in their beer right now.
I mean, game of inches.
It is.
Game of single pitches.
I guess a good thing they got that guy from Alabama hit that home run then, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Some of these portal guys that we said we overhyped, right? It's like we shouldn't have expected as much from Merritt and Ahuna and, who's the other transfer? I'm blanking here.
Denton.
Denton. And yet here at the end of the year, like Merritt, after struggling so much, like the back half of the season, he kind of got it together. Like anytime he comes up now, I'm like, all right, here we go.
So does Ahuna.
Yeah.
So he just Ahuna's problem is he can't work walks. He either strikes out or he hits a double.
Well, a leadoff guy, you got to be a little bit better about getting on base. But the Christian Scott kid,
he's phenomenal.
It looks to me like he's got a major leagues written all over him. He's got another year here and he's gone. I mean, but look how much he's improved this season.
Yeah, I mean, if you had told me at the beginning of the season, like Christian Scott is going to be a better offensive weapon than Blake Burke, I said that's insane. Like, what are you talking about? But I mean, he works counts. Like, he works walks. He gets on base. Not the most powerful guy in the world, but
right.
He can poke it through, and he can get on base. He's a good base runner, and he draws lots of walks. He doesn't strike out generally. So, yeah, I mean, he's had a fantastic season.
Well, it's nice here from Polish and Utah. I'm surprised Utah didn't want a coach fire today. It's kind of cool, you know?
Well, there's a first time for everything, Phil.
I mean, if Sam Cassell's going to fix their things up there, then that's just like Rick Mars getting an assistant coach to get things fixed.
Completely different. Absolutely different.
Jamie wanted to fire him before he hired him.
Well,
the thing with Missoula and Cassell is that Missoula is 34, first head time being a head coach, and he needed someone who has experience to kind of help him and his staff. Rick Barnes has experience. He's a very, very good basketball coach. He doesn't need to hire an assistant to coach him up. He's the one getting these guys new jobs.
That don't sound like the old Celtics, does it? Man, this is a new Celtics. So just going to be a bunch of losers. I mean, that's what it is.
Bunch of losers.
Like what they did Tennessee basketball at one time, you know? That's funny. Y'all talking about this best era ever. At UT Sports, it might be for 1 year, it might be the best ever, but you got to sustain something over a 3-4 year 5 period to start crawling like that.
2 years in a row, you've won that SEC All Sports Trophy right now. So, how many more years does it have to go, Phil?
Well, I want to see some national championships out of it. Get in the college football playoff and get to the Final Four in basketball. That's what I mean. It's ridiculous.
Series. Hold on.
Don't be bridesmaids. I mean, Tennessee historically is one of the best bridesmaids programs in the history of SEC. What?
Phil, you're raining on the parade right now. It's a wet blanket.
Why not?
Why not? Because we're going to the Super Regionals. Football's healthy. Basketball's healthy. Can you not be happy?
No, but at least I don't drink Tony Bobby.
Bye-bye.
Not today.
I mean, good grief, man. If you cannot be happy as a Tennessee fan today.
Dude, after that
what
weekend.
What are you doing? What are you, like, if you can't enjoy.
The two men's and women's sports that are in season currently, the women's team is at 6 o'clock in the semifinals for the national championship. And in baseball, we're more than likely, I think odds are, we're probably going to get to host a Super Regional next weekend at our place with a chance to go to Omaha. When has Phil ever been happy?
I mean,
I want to know, when's he been happy?
I feel like we could be watching Tennessee win its 10th national championship in a row in Scrooge McDuck's giant vault full of gold. And Phil and Adam Hickman would be there saying, yeah, but you only won that game by 4 points.
Yeah, but. They're the yeah, but guys.
Oh, for sure. Any sport, if we win the whole thing, there will be a yeah, but.
Phil and Hickman.
Yeah, but if you didn't hit that field goal, you would have lost. Yeah, that's how sports go.
I thought he was getting ready to do one of those early in his call.
I mean, I thought that today of all days, he would choose to see the sunshine a little bit, but I guess that's on me,
talk
man.
About what
I don't know my audience.
What an impressive feat it is that we replaced almost every position outside of pitcher on the team.
Did he say Christian Scott has major league potential, or did he say Christian Moore?
He said Christian Scott. He meant Christian Moore.
Okay.
Which Moore's going to have to really work on his.
You're going to learn to hit a curveball, but
learn to hit a curveball and get better with the glove.
He is on a tear right now. No doubt about it.
He is seeing the ball very well.
All right. Stay with us. The drive continues. I apologize for that. You're in a good mood. It's Monday. You just got off work. You're getting in your car. You're ready to drink from the keg of glory with us this afternoon as the baseball Vols continue the march to Omaha. And you heard Phil just coming in all over the show. I apologize. I didn't know that he was going to go there. I should have known that he was going to go there. You would think after all these years,
you gave him every opportunity.
We'd have a better understanding, but that's on me. That's on me, and I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in this afternoon, breaking things down today. NBA Finals tied at one game apiece. Lady Vols in action tonight. Tennessee, Tony Vitello and the boys waiting to see who they're going to see this week, Southern Miss or Penn.
Wonder when they got back.
I don't know. I don't know if they spent the night there last night or just came on back. Southern Miss clinging to a one-run lead in the top of the eighth. We go back to the busy, busy phone lines where Andy is up next. Hello, Andy.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Who do you think is more upset today, Philly or those knuckle draggers down there at Peabody?
Oh, the Vandy boys. I mean, Phil's just miserable.
It's his default setting.
Sadness, man. He just can't be happy. You know, he can't be satisfied until Tennessee basketball wins a national championship.
He wasn't always like he's always been. You know, veers to the negative a little bit. I feel like something snapped with Phil after basketball this season, and it's him and Polish Joe. Like they're both, they just can't let it go. Can't move past.
There's a whole crew of them. I mean, it's a legion.
I don't know. It's strange, though. Like, you're going to let your disappointment with Rick Barnes' inability to get over the hump, A, distort your view of that sport into, like, it's a total failure, and then, B, you're going to let that disappointment bleed over into everything else. So it colors football, how you view football and baseball because of basketball. Like, neither of those two things make any sense at all.
Who's the better matchup for Tennessee as far as
Penn or Southern Miss?
Well, Penn's ranked in like the 120s RPI, and Southern Miss is 21.
Penn.
So yeah, Penn, like Southern Miss is the better baseball team, so you want to play Penn.
I heard the Fan Run boys. I think Collier and Quentin were both down at the regional. Did anybody else get to go?
No. I mean. Charles did invite me to go with him. Understand Russ didn't get an invite.
You were not invited.
That's Charlie.
That's brutal. What's with not including Russ? What's that about?
He's kind of a wet blanket.
No.
He's kind of a drag.
I mean, there was some stranded. They got stranded, by bales of hay? I mean, Russell could have handled that, no problem.
You'd think Collier could. Weighed like 6'7" and 320 pounds.
Big old corn fed boy.
He's huge. You never met Charlie in real life?
No. I know Logan though.
Yeah, no. Like you'd have to get like three of Logan to make Charlie. Charlie's the kind of guy he has to duck going in the door.
Charlie Collier equals three Logan Quintons?
Probably.
Maybe two.
Anyway, I also want to give a shout out to that 920 podcast. I look forward to that every weekend. That gets me ready for the matchup when they put it out. And it's right like that afternoon. I mean, it's like the first sip of a of a weekend beer for me. You know, it's a good feeling.
They do a really good job with it. They go in depth.
Yeah, they deep dive too. They'll do stuff that you just don't hear anywhere. Like they were talking about the MLB draft and stuff. And you don't get a lot of coverage.
Yeah,
on that
nobody covers it. Yeah, no, but nobody knows it like those two. I mean, I like to think I have a pretty firm grasp on it, but I talked to those guys and I realized that
once they really get going,
I'm in elementary school and they're like third year PhD. But yeah, this I'm really looking forward to it this week. I'm sure they'll have another doozy.
All right, well, that's all I got to say, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call, Andy, 865-546-8200, if you want to chime in. Heard from a lot of folks who were over there over the weekend, said it was a pretty cool scene. As you can imagine.
People are speaking out about Phil on online.
Oh, no, it's
I've about had enough of Phil's BS, according to Foster.
Me too, Foster. Yeah. Me too.
Negativity.
A lot to be happy about right now. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what if he's just, like, not capable? Like, there's just something wrong.
Well.
He's not capable of feeling joy anymore.
I mean, there's a lot of talk in the news these days about mental health. It's okay not to be okay. And
it's not your fault, Phil.
If you're feeling depressed, like, talk to somebody about it, man. They've got pills you can take and cognitive behavioral therapy. You can
some electroshock therapy. He's not the only. I hate to single him out. He's not
no
the only
said
one.
Phil to like one flew over the cuckoo's nest, like McMurphy and Zappa
talking about
scramble his eggs.
It's not just it's him. It's Polish Joe. It's Westchester. That old private think tank of geniuses.
Well, I'm not going to let it get me down.
Me either.
I'm not going to let it get me down. Man. This is a week to celebrate all things college baseball.
Got something else to add to
Marcus.
Some nice news for college baseball, as Tennessee baseball actually just received a commit today.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name properly. I think he's Canadian. Robin Villanueva?
Maybe Villanueva?
Something like that.
I would hazard a guess that's not Canadian.
Well, the reason I said Canadian is I'm pretty sure on his Twitter account.
It might be French. They got there's French people up there.
I mean, there's a Canadian flag emoji on his Twitter account. Just want to
bring me the Canadian baseball
Weatherford Weatherford Baseball, excuse me. Appeared in 63 games as a first baseman and left-handed pitcher. He recorded 28 home runs, 102 RBIs, 74 runs, 87 hits, 24 doubles, 38 walks, and 3 stolen
What's
bases
his name?
Last year. Robin Villanueva? I have no idea.
I'm going Villanueva. Now that's that's a pretty good baseball name.
That is a really good.
That's a pretty good.
I could learn how to
It's a little long.
Yeah,
but it's pretty good.
All right, we got more breaking news in the world of college baseball. According to Pete Thamel, Georgia's finalizing a deal to make LSU pitching coach Wes Johnson the school's new head baseball coach.
Interesting. Old Wes Johnson.
I mean, look at that. Look at that stiff.
Huh. Looking him up here. Oh, yeah, that's the guy from the Twins who came down.
Yeah.
He parlayed that into a head coaching job pretty quickly.
Yeah.
From Sherwood, Arkansas. Went to Arkansas Monticello. Coached at a small school. Coached at Mississippi State, and then after the 2018 season, somehow got hired on with the Twins as their pitching coach. So he was in the big leagues for a couple of years before becoming the pitching coach with Jay Johnson down there, and now he's headed to Georgia. On paper, a pretty good hire. Guy who knows the league. You would think Georgia has enough talent down there to put together a good baseball program. It's been a while since they've been good, even though they kind of owned us down there.
Just like the
– this year. But they ain't playing anymore. We are.
I just want to quick, I told you so. On his bio, he is from Canada.
Well, combine it with the way you were mispronouncing his name. You can't blame me because I was thinking it was probably something.
I think it's Villanoe.
Spanish.
Why do you think it's Villanoe? You never seen the name Villanueva?
Well, it's like the whole, like, you know, Montreal, Canadian, Quebec kind of thing. Like, I feel like it's more of like a borough, you know, like how he did the UX at the end.
Somehow, and I love you too, but somehow I got stuck on a radio show with the two worst pronunciation guys in the history of broadcast journalists.
I would just like to
you
point
thought
out.
That Dates was pronounced Dates.
Yeah, I said, I'm no genius here, but somehow I got stuck with you guys, and you want to tell me how to pronounce this? He's probably not going to sign here anyway. He's probably going to go to straight to the draft.
No. He's
what do you mean no?
Nobody
knows how this stuff works.
Seemed very excited on his Twitter account by committing to Tennessee.
Bear staggering around the world of medicine and law thinks you're talking out your rear end right now, Marcus.
We had to tell you it was MLB, you know, it was MLB.
No, hold on.
MLB baseball.
You can't pronounce conch properly. I think I got a one-up on you. It is not conch.
He's dying on that hill.
Yeah.
And it wasn't MLB baseball, although that's good. He was saying the MLB.
I was saying the MLB. Let's clarify that.
Yeah, Marcus was also – it took him a while to – I had to break him off the SEC conference.
You said RIP in peace last week.
I meant to say that. You know, I mean, that's standard message board 2023 protocol.
What's that? That analogy of like the snake eating its own tail. I feel like we're doing that to each other. Like we're just
you guys
destroying ourselves internally.
Trained radio professional over here. I don't know what you're talking about. DR Vol is up next. Good afternoon, DR Vol.
I kind of like how Phil ripped Marcus of Celtics after, you know, I mean, Marcus, that shows you there's consequences to voting.
To voting?
I feel like, yeah, because I voted for Phil and the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like literally like the exact opposite of what he got elected to.
I just like to point out to Phil, for someone saying that we're just going to always lose, I think we have the most, you know, championships out of anyone.
But you're a bunch of losers.
I might have to resend my vote, DR Vol.
In the NBA Finals last year, a couple of, you know, one game away from being in the NBA Finals this year, and you're a bunch of losers. I mean, yeah. Phil's standard. I'll say this. Like, his standards are so high. I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing because, like, he refuses to settle. But and that was a good thing for Tennessee fans, DR, when it was 2017 at Ushiano Sunday. We were lost in the wilderness, and we had to hold our administration accountable and demand excellence. But when you get, you know, I don't know if we're at excellence right now, but it's pretty darn good. You got to be able to enjoy that.
Well, personally, I kind of like it. And you're kind of getting to see what's going to happen to Alabama fans. You were just talking about that last hour. Like, that's how they're going to be. Because their standard how it is now. I mean, y'all seen the tweets. There's some fans that they lose one game in a year, and they want Saban gone. My cousin was the same way as Phil. Man, he had season tickets in the 80s and 90s and gave it up. Casey Clawson didn't like Casey Clawson and gave it up because of him. And if they weren't top 15, he wouldn't watch them. Got angry.
Damn.
Just because he didn't like Casey's haircut, the Iceman thing?
Yeah, and that's why, because I've asked you in years past why people didn't like him, because you look at the stats. He's actually a pretty good quarterback.
He was one of my.
Casey Clawson?
He was one of my early favorites.
Oh,
for me personally.
Yeah, he's on the Mount Rushmore of UT quarterbacks.
He beat Florida in the swamp twice.
Guys, I'm a little late on it. I tried to call in. I've gotten a new job, so it's hard for me to call in. Still listen every day. But the road trip thing, I wanted to chime in on that. I actually got to go when I was 21. We went to Bobby Cox's last home series. They played the Phillies.
Oh, cool.
And that was incredible. We scalped tickets for game two. We got to sit right by the bench. And let's just say Chipper Jones would fit in with Bear the way he talks in voluntary reaction. We heard every word he said.
A little salty?
Yeah, a little, yeah. Well, that's putting it mildly. Let's just say his kids, when they started to learn to talk with a cuss word, the last game we were there, I ended up blacking out from drinking. I just turned 21, and, you know, I was able
smashed
to buy a beer at a ball.
Smashed!
And, I passed out. Blacked out second inning, seventh inning. I got woke up by a security guard saying I had eaten his birthday cake. And I said, no, I didn't. And my friend that was with me was laughing. He's like, dude, you had birthday cake all over you. And I just kept denied till I die. I don't remember any of it.
Smashed!
Wow. You ate a security guard. How did you get a security guard's birthday cake?
I don't know. Russ, my buddy Trey was sitting by me and our other friend Philip, and he said I never got up. He said, I don't know how you got a hold of it. But I was just covered in birthday cake. Which, you know, I grew up a preacher's kid, you know, very strict household. And, you know, I was 21, able to drink. I was in college and got away. So it got wild.
Went a little crazy. That's what
happens
with those PKs.
Yeah. And another one for me is my kids, I took them to their first game, the Gator Bowl, 2020, right before COVID hit. And I came back, had pneumonia. I had no idea why I was so sick. And I think I had COVID in one of the first cases.
Man, maybe you started it.
May have started the
patient
fire.
Zero.
Guys, I'm sweating out the Southern Miss game because if we hold, we're going to try to make that super regional before we head out on a vacation. And, of course, we're just throwing it away. I mean, Russ, I asked the guys this morning, what do you think, man? Like, surely to God, us being SEC will help us get it, don't you think? Or do you think there's SEC fatigue? Kind of what you alluded to earlier.
Yeah, the only problem is nobody gets fatigued with from getting money. And we've got more money. That's what I think it'll end up coming down to.
Well, I mean, we've got more money, but they're saying that they can sell more tickets, which generates more money. And I'm assuming the NCAA gets a cut of the gate. So who knows what plays into these decisions, but it certainly looks like it's going to come down to that because Southern Miss has taken a commanding lead here. They're up 11-7 now in the bottom of the eighth and still batting. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll see what
I don't
happens.
Get it, though. So they can see like 2,000 more. I guess when you're greedy, you're greedy. But money-wise, it's not that much for NCAA compared to what they make for the basketball tournament.
You're submitting a bid, so you're bidding on this, right? You're cutting a check, basically. Like, can Danny White basically say, look, we'll match whatever we're Tennessee, we're in the SEC, we've got the money. We will match whatever Southern Miss says. We'll give you 10 grand more than whatever they say, basically. I don't know.
What if NCAA says, we'll give you super regionals, but we want 5 more football scholarships?
Well, surely it wouldn't come down to that. But, it does make for strange bedfellows. I'm sure the people who are making that decision at the NCAA are not the same ones that are handling that case right now. Which you just remind us all of.
You know, tongue-in-cheek with that, but it does kind of make you wonder, you know, with us being under investigation. Fulmer makes the call. He likes putting his nose in everybody's business anyway.
There you go.
So we're working like heck.
Well, guys, it's good to talk to y'all. Like I said, I listen every day. I just cannot call like I used to. But, Marcus, that's what happens when you vote. Y'all have a good day.
Good to hear from you, DR. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in here. One more segment to go. Speak now, forever hold your peace. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up next. Back to wrap things up right after this. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues wrapping up on a Monday afternoon edition of the show. Wouldn't it be an edition of The Drive if we didn't get you out of here with any football news on the day? A little Tennessee football recruiting information for you.
Nice.
Vols had a camp over the weekend, a night at Neyland. They brought in some youngsters, let them work out under the lights at Neyland Stadium on Saturday night. And Tennessee ends up extending an offer to Bearden High School sophomore Brody Smith.
Any relation to Russell?
Yeah, Bear, that's my son I've never told you about.
Oh.
My previous relationship. He's already a...
I was going to say nephew just because, like, I knew your brothers were varsity athletes, but you weren't.
No, but it is related to a to a famous, well-known former Vol. That's Lee Smith's son, if you make you want to feel old for a second.
Really?
Lee Smith from Powell.
He's got a kid old enough to?
Yeah. I remember we had him on the show about a year ago or so.
Yeah.
And
we had to get him back on.
He had just retired, and he was talking about his kids. He's running a gym out there now somewhere near Oak Ridge. And
he's a big dude still.
Well, his son's a sophomore offensive lineman and just got his first offer from the University of Tennessee.
He's at Bearden.
Yeah.
Bulldog.
What position does he play?
This is the third time I've said it right now. Chloe
offensive
heard it.
Line. Oh.
Come on. Sorry. Come on, Marcus.
Sorry.
Staggering around blindly in this segment.
No.
Looking for a handle to grab onto. It's Lee Smith's son at Bearden now. Oh, Lee Smith was a talent. Great player here.
Mm-hmm.
And would have been a great player here, but ended up getting into some trouble, which, you know, he took full ownership of. I always like those stories where a guy gets, goes through whatever you go through, off the court problems, off the field problems. I hope that's what happens to this Tony Mitchell kid down at Alabama. Like, seriously, I know you're hard on him, and I don't think Lee ever was caught driving 141 miles per hour with a bunch of dope and guns in the car. But, you know, I always like it when you see a guy headed down a dark path, and it's been a while, but. You know, Lee was a big-time recruit. I want to say he was a five-star tight end at Powell. And we were all expecting big things from him, and he got kicked off the team, you know, before he even got a chance to play a game. And a lot of people didn't think, you know, just thought he was going to throw it away. And he put it back together, had a great pro career, and has a great family, a great local business, and it sounds like his son's doing well. He's going to be a great
super
prospect
nice
in and of himself. So that's what I always like to see, are the guys who come through problem years okay.
Everybody makes mistakes. It's how you handle those mistakes.
Series is
it's going to be Southern Miss.
Yeah, Southern Miss, or Penn down to their last out here, looks like. Yeah. So Southern Miss going to win this thing. And now, I mean, will they announce that tonight? Like, do we even know what the timeline is? I mean, surely they can make a decision very quickly. Like, what do you need to sleep on this? Like, teams need to make their plans immediately, I would say.
Yeah. Teams, fans.
Surely. I would think that
everybody.
The decision, is it already made?
It should have already been made. Yeah. They should just be like, yeah, it's going to be in Knoxville. It's going to be in Hattie, one way or the other.
I would expect an announcement pretty quickly.
Should be.
But this is the NCAA we're talking about. Yeah. I would expect a decision on Jeremy Pruitt's thing pretty quickly, but we don't have that yet.
Oh, I was getting ready to say that. You realize that was going to be the last thing I said for the show today was, you know, it's still hanging
there.
It's
over hanging
our heads.
There.
Right there.
Hadn't thought about it in about 3 days until D.R. Vol brought it up.
Then I'd. You just kind of look up.
Yeah.
Look up somewhere over your right shoulder at the ceiling. Something's getting ready to.
People said there was some people were speculating early June. It could be this week.
Yeah. We're already one past. I guess we're a week into June tomorrow.
Think about this. The decision to where this Super Regional is going to be hosted, has it already been made? The decision on Tennessee's NCAA case might have already been made, and it's sitting in an envelope somewhere.
I wonder what it says.
Just waiting to be revealed to the unsuspecting public. The sooner we can get it behind us, the better, man.
No doubt.
All right, boys. Is it a final yet? No?
No. They got
Penn's got a guy on.
Potentially about
so,
to be it.
Seems rather hopeless from my vantage point. But
I have hope.
We'll talk about it tomorrow, live from Rickard Ridge Barbecue in beautiful Cove Lake State Park, Tallytown. Tonight is the event, and we will celebrate tomorrow with you right here on Fan Run Radio. Thank you, Bear. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Chloe. Something else coming up next.